Anyway, good evening, everyone. How many of you, you're glad you're here tonight in our youth service? Okay, salamat sa mga 20 din yun, ha? Thank you, Lord. Okay. Well, if you came here for the very first time, my name is Jeff. I'm one of the cutest campus missionaries here. And, of course, together with Pastor Dan, Pastor Jerry, Pastor Ryan, okay, si Dean. It's an honor to serve with these people, our campus missionaries, and together with our volunteers who are helping us, really making such an impact in our youth service, in our campus ministry. Kaya talaga nagpapasalamat ako kay Lord dahil sa mga taong ito. And right now, we are, katulad na sinabi ni Ton kanina, I would just like to say it again, kahapon, we made history yesterday. We started our Thursday youth service. So ngayon, meron na tayong tatlong youth service. Meron tayong 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock ng Friday. Then we added another one. So that's yesterday. We started yesterday, 5 o'clock also. So every Thursday, meron na tayong youth service before ng prayer meeting natin. 5 o'clock pa rin yun. Okay, yung youth service natin. So please do invite your friends, your classmates, especially sa Thursday natin. Okay, so same experience, same word, same preaching message, and same atmosphere of faith that we do have on a Thursday service. Okay, and also next week, we are wrapping up this series today, but next week we're going to open up a new series and we call that The Voice. Okay, and to tell you more about that, can we just show this video? Okay, sabi nila, Sun Washington, yai. Okay, so don't forget to join us next week. That's gonna be 4 weeks of this series. We call that The Voice. May tagline yan, whose voice are you listening to? Okay, so that's gonna be very exciting. I'm telling you, you don't wanna miss that. Why? Because we have special guests. Okay, sino yung mga nag-ignite dito? Nag-ignite? Okay, doon sa series natin na yan, makikita nyo yung mga tao na nakita nyo sa Ignite. Okay, so please don't miss that. Maraming exciting na mangyayari dito sa series natin na to. Okay, and right now we are concluding our series entitled I Am Jonah. Can you say that with me? I Am Jonah. Tanungin mo yung katabi mo, na Jonah ka na ba? Okay, malamang-lamang na Jonah yan, kaya nandito yan. For some of you, hindi nyo pa maintindihan yan, okay lang yan. I-share na lang nila sa inyo. Okay? And ibig sabihin, na-sharean ka na ba? Kasi si Jonah nag-share eh. Nag-preach, na-sharean ka na ba? So, kumbaga, sabi nila, Idon Zulueta mo ko, or Ikatrin Bernardo mo ko, ito, i-Jonah mo ko, sharean mo ko. Okay? Preachan mo ko. And last week, when we started this series, okay, quiet in the house. Okay, when we started this series, we talked about that Jonah, the book of Jonah, is not really about Jonah himself and the big fish. Though it plays a very important part of it, since yun yung naiisip natin pag narinig agad natin si Jonah, kinain ng malaking tuyo. Basta malaking isda, okay? Hindi siya whale because it's not written that it's a whale, but it's a huge fish, okay? And yun agad ang inaisip natin, but the reality is the story of Jonah, the book of Jonah, is really about the sinful heart of man, ang makasalanang tayo, and the compassionate heart of God. While Jonah is running away from his enemies, remember, kaaway niya yung mga Ninevites? Kasi sila yung mga pumatay sa mga kalahi niya, sila yung mga sumusunog sa kanila. That's why he hates them so much. While Jonah is running away from his enemies, God is running towards his enemies. He's pursuing us. He's pursuing his enemies, even though how much they hate him. But still, his love is the same. He wants to pursue them. He wants to pursue us. That's why we talked about last week that if God is calling you, you cannot outrun him. Pag tinawag ka ni Lord, hindi, you can run, but you can't hide. And also, if you mess up big time, God will still pursue you with his love, with his affection. Okay? And of course, just that is last week. And last week, we talked about to go. We learned to go, obey, and believe. All we have to do is just to go and obey God. If God is calling us to share the message of the gospel, the love of Jesus, to our friends and classmates, all we have to do is just to go, obey, and believe God, that God is the one who will turn these people, that ma-realize nila na talagang buhay si Lord. Okay, hindi tayo yon. Hindi tayo magbabago sa mga kaklase natin, sa mga kaibigan natin. Si Lord pa rin yon, biyaya pa din ni Lord yon. And today, as we end up this series, we will talk about the compassionate heart of God. The compassion of God. Okay? But before we do that, can you just join me in prayer as we lift everything to God? Lord, we just want to lift everything to you, God, today. God, we ask you, Lord, to bless the preaching of your word. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. And we ask that you would speak in our hearts, Lord, your very message, that we may understand, Lord, fully grasp, Lord, how compassionate you are towards us. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you heard of the saying na sinasabi ng mga tao that life is unfair? May narinig na ba kayo noon? O ikaw yung nagsasabi noon, life is unfair. Hindi talaga patas ang buhay. At bakit ganito? Okay? So kung makikita natin sa picture, laki nung isda pero nasa maliit na fishbowl siya. Yung isa, napakaliit pero andun siya sa malaking fishbowl. So why? Because some people say that life is unfair. In fact, yung high school ako, first year high school pa lang ako, siguro, hindi pa naman ganun katagal yon. Mga 8 years ago lang naman yon. Okay, so hindi naman tayo nagkakalayo ng edad dito eh. May nabuo kaming group. Barkadahan, as in solid talaga. 8 of us. So from different elementary school, nagkita-kita kami dito sa isang school na, isang high school. Then naging magkakaibigan kami. And yung first year namin, section 3 kami. And yun sa school namin, merong 18 sections. So, ibig sabihin, pag section 3 ka, ibig sabihin, isa ka sa mga brilliant students. So, ako, isa ako doon. Ayaw nyo man at sa gusto, isa ako doon. So, section 1, yun yung pinaka talagang, top na talaga. Then, section 2, then kami, section 3. So, 8 kami. Talaga solid kami. Kung saan kami pumunta, okay, magkakasama kami. Then, pagdating ng second year, from section 3, 8 of us, nakuha namin na ma-move sa section 2. Okay? So, mas matalino. Ibig sabihin, kung matalino na kami ng first year, mas matalino pa pala kami ng second year. Okay? So, kasi section 2 kami. So, grupo pa rin kami. 8 pa rin kami. Then, come third year, guess what? Magkakasama pa din kami. 8 of us. Kaso, ang nangyari, from section 3, naging section 2 kami, ngayon bumalik kami sa section 3. Okay, so matalino pa rin naman. Okay, so brilliant pa rin naman. So lahat pa rin kami. Pagdating ng fourth year, na iba na yung story. 7 of them, okay, yung 7 kaibigan ko, nagstay sa section 3. Then ako, nahiwalay ako sa kanila. Napunta ako sa section 2. Wow. Binuin mo yun? Diba? Then, sa 8 magkakaibigan, ako lang yung bumalik na section 2. So, section ko, 3-2-3-2. So, yung mga kaibigan ko, 3-2-3-3. Then, nagtaka sila. Nagulat sila, Jeff, bakit section 2 ka? Eh, nga sa mat eh. Kumukopya ka lang sa amin sa mat eh. Talaga na, kasi nagpapatuto talaga ako sa kanila sa mat. Magagaling talaga yung mga classmates ko, yung mga kaibigan ko sa English, sa mat. Siguro talaga naging section to ako. Ewan ko, baka sa looks lang talaga. Hindi ko na alam. Pero life is unfair. Sabi ganun nung kaibigan ko. Grabe, Jeff. Life is unfair. Hindi. Pare-pareho lang naman tayo nangungopia. Pare-pareho lang tayo mga nagbubulakbol din. Pero how come, ikaw section 2, kami section 3, life is unfair. And I realized that, you know, same thing with us, we feel like life is unfair if something that is going on is against us. Especially yung ayaw natin. Okay? And in fact, kaya nga, sinasabi natin, life is unfair kapag, alam mo yun, pag mga estudyante, nag-aral ka mabuti, nag-review ka, talagang pinapatulog ka na ng nanay mo, Nay, sabi nga ng nanay mo, oh anak, matulog ka na. Tulog? Nay, ano yun? Gusto kong mag-aral. May tulog ba? Hindi, Nay, mag-aaral ako. Talagang aral na aral ka. Okay, sunog na lahat ng buhok mo, talagang nag-aaral ka pa rin. Tapos may kaibigan ka, petics, talagang bulakbol, cutting classes ang alam, nude na sine, laro na lang tayo, mag-connect na lang tayo dito sa Metro East. Lahat ginagawa, pero yung nag-exam kayo, kumopia sa'yo. Then ang matindi nun, yung lumabas yung result, mas mataas sa'yo yung kaibigan mo. Sino yung nakaka-relate? May ganun kayo? Okay? Katabi mo ba yun? Katabi mo ngayon? Life is unfair. Bakit ganun? Ako, nag-aaral ako mabuti itong kaibigan ko. Bulakbol, pero minsan naman, di ba, may nililigawan ka. Alam mo sa sarili mo, gwapo ka. May self-assurance ka eh. Assured na assured ka. Gwapo ako, magandang lalaki ako. May tindig naman ako kahit papano. Pero may karibal ka sa nililigawan mo. Yung karibal mo, jerk, bastos, walang modo, walang galang, lahat ng mga kasamaan nasa kanya. But all of a sudden, talagang ingay nyo ha, talagang pagligawan eh. But all of a sudden, hindi ikaw ang sinagot, yun ang sinagot. Grabe yung pagmamahal mo sa kanya, yung mahal mo siya, mahal niya ay iba. Tapos yung pala, mahal niya ako. Umikot pala. Ako pala yung mahal eh. Diba? Pero life is unfair. Minsan magpo-post ka sa Facebook, talagang sobrang tagal mo pinag-iisipan talaga para makapag-post ka lang. Grabe, talagang. Tapos darating yung time, diba? Ay, teka, mali-mali. E-erase mo, diba? E-erase mo. Teka, baka wrong grammar to, wrong grammar. Babalikan mo uli. Ano ba ang tama? Dapat ba had? Dapat ba have? Is, on, by, at? Ano ba talaga? So, hirap na hirap ka mag-compose. Inabot ka na ng isang oras, finally, pinost mo na, eto na to, bahala na. Click! So, naghintay ka ng likes. Ang bihira, wala man lang nagla-like, di ba? Isang oras mo pinag-isipan, walang nag-like, walang nag-comment. Then, all of a sudden, may kakilala ka, nag-post. Walang kakwenta-kwentang post. After few minutes, grabe, ang daming likes, ang daming comments. Uy, ang galing nito ah. Panalo to. And for you, it's unfair. Ako, isang oras kong pinag-isipan to, isang oras kong pinaghirapan to, tapos ito, walang kwenta. Life is unfair. And you know, I realized that the reason why we think that life is unfair is because we think just about ourselves. It means to say, it's all about me, myself, and I. You know, in merong finiture sa Time Magazine that this generation, our generation, di naman tayo nagkakalayo eh, our generation, okay, is called the me, me, me generation. I don't know if you've seen this, but yung generation natin, tinawag na tong me, me, me generation. Why? Because it's all about me. Di ba nga minsan, lahat ng post mo sa Facebook, yung mga selfie moment mo, di ba? Minsan nakapout ka pa. Minsan, di ba, traffic, ilalagay mo sa Facebook mo. Hay nako, ang traffic talaga. Over, sobra. Feeling annoyed, sabi mo pa, di ba? So ang ine-expect mo, Ina-expect mo, pipicturean yung traffic, pero ikaw ang may picture, nakapout pa. Pero ang post height ako ang traffic. O kaya minsan yung shoes mo, di ba? O kaya yung nail polish mo. Ang traffic ngayon. Click! It's all about me. Me and me. And sometimes we think that, you know, we need to recognize something that, you know, God created us so that, yes, God has blessed us, but, you know, we should be a blessing to others as well. We should not think just about ourselves. We should not think just about me, myself, and I. You know, this is the problem of Jonah. Jonah himself is all about me, myself, and I. That is why he hates the Ninevites so much that he wants God to toast them, burn them to death, and punish them because they are sinners, they're wicked. And that is why Jonah is thinking about himself. Lord, ako okay na ako, pero itong mga taon to, hindi naman talaga sumusunod sa ito, hindi nag-obey sa ito eh. But you know, Jonah is like us. We are just like Jonah. That's why we entitled this series, I Am Jonah. There are times that we have preferences. We might as well, you know, just stay here instead of sharing the message, the love of God to this person. Bahala na siya sa buhay niya. Basta ako, nag-a-attend na lang ako, okay na ako. Huwag niya na akong istorbuhin. Sometimes we have that mindset. That's why we're gonna learn from the life of Jonah once again. But again, this is not really the main focus of this entire series. Is not really about Jonah. Hear me this. Hear me on this. It's really about the compassionate, loving heart of God. It's all about God. It's not really about Jonah, but it's about God. If you have your Bible with you, would you open your Bible in the book of Jonah chapter 4? We're going to read from verse 1 to 3. Sino sa inyo dito? Dala nyo yung Bible nyo? Okay. Uy, maraming salamat. Mga 50 yata tayo dito. May dala. Ilan ba tayo dito? Mga 700 tayo dito. At least may 50 nagdala ng Bible. Okay. But you know what, guys? I'd like to encourage you to bring your Bible. This is life for us. This is our food, spiritual food. And we cannot really live alone apart from the Word of God. That's why we need the Word of God. Kung walang Bible yung katabi mo, maki-Bible ka na lang. Okay? Ngayon, kung ikaw, wala kang Bible, pero may ballpen ka, guhitan mo yung Bible nung katabi mo. Uy, okay yan ah. Pag-uhit naman. Diba? O kung meron kang pang-highlight, better yun. O, highlight mo nga yan. Nag-speak sa akin si Lord eh. Yan. Okay? Jonah chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. It says here that, but Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry. Galit na galit si Jonah. Why? Verse 2, he prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? Sabi ko na nga ba, Lord, wag mo na ako. Lord, okay na ako, mag-attend na lang na service dyan sa Metro East. Kasi every time mag-i-invite ako, sasabihin ng mga classmates ko, sige, pupunta kami. Sampu, grabe, excited ako. Pero pagdating na Friday, ni isa, wala akong makita sa mga classmates ko. Sabi ko na nga ba, Lord, ako na lang eh. Is this not what I'm talking about? Is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God. Now, Jonah realized this. Jonah realized that God is a gracious God and a compassionate God. Slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live. You know, if you're gonna look into this scripture in these three verses alone, you can see four I ako, okay? Sabi niya dito. First, he said, he prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee from Tarshish. I knew It's all about me. It's all about I, myself. Jonah is just thinking about himself, not thinking about those people who's about to be perished. And then not just that four eyes. Again, he said, "Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." All in all, it's all about six. I, me, myself, and I. Because he's so focused on himself. He's so focused, "Lord, ako na lang, wag na tong mga taon to, walang kwenta tong mga taon to. Walang galang, bastos, masama iniisip, hindi nagpe-pray, hindi nagbabasa ng Bible. Lord, ako na lang." But he himself realized that God is a compassionate God. Kaya nga, galit ako, "Lord eh. Alam ko, napapatawarin mo tong taon, mga taon to. Ako, nagpe-pray ako. Ginagawa ko yung tama, pero itong mga taon to, talagang they disrespect their parents, they disobey you, binabastos nila yung mga babae, tapos patatawarin mo lang sila ng ganun-ganun na lang." But again, verse 4, very interesting, it says here, "But the Lord replied, 'Have you any right to be angry?'" God asked Jonah, "Have you any right to be angry?" You know why Jonah was angry during that time? Because of prejudice. And prejudice means, can we just show that? Prejudice means preconceived judgment or opinion about others. Kaya galit si Jonah kasi hinusgahan niya na yung mga tao na ng Nineveh. Na itong mga taon to, mamamatay tao to, Lord, hindi mo dapat sila patawarin. So meron na siya agad na iniisip. Okay? Kaya nga minsan, di ba, parang ang tendency natin, "Lord, hindi na lang ako mag-share dito. Meron tayong, may mga tao tayo, Lord. Itong taon to, mukhang okay. Sige, pwede kong lapitan to. Pero itong taon to, Lord, macho ko, Lord. Ito, kulang sa calcium, Lord. Medyo, Lord, hindi pwede yan, Lord. Iba na lang." So, merong judgment agad. And honestly, sometimes we are like that. We judge people. "Lord, may pag-asa pa ba itong taon to? Itong teacher kong to, may pag-asa pa ba to? Eh, lagi akong pinapahiyaan itong teacher ko na to eh. May pag-asa pa ba to?" He was angry because of prejudice, because he's thinking about something and he's judging the person already. And then in verse 5, it says here that Jonah went out and sat down at a place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Now, here is Jonah. He's so mad, he's so angry that he wants to see what will happen to the city of Nineveh. Tinignan niya. So, nagkaroon din siya ng selfie moment, si Jonah. In fact, meron pa nga siyang picture eh. Nagpa-picture siya. Okay, sabi niya ganun. Ayun yung nasa likod niya. Nineveh yun. Okay, sabi niya ganun, "Waiting for this city to burn. I want to see these people burning. Because I hate them so much. I don't like them. I hate them." And this is what Jonah did. Nag-self-pity party si Jonah. Na-experience nyo na ba yun? Na yung mga kaibigan nyo, nagpa-party, tapos ikaw, naiwan ka sa Eren, nakalimutan ka, "Uy, may kaibigan pala kami, ikaw pala yun." Di ba? Tapos yung na-realize nila, bigla kang in-invite, "Uy, sama ka na, friend." Ngayon, nagtampo ka na. Hindi, okay lang ako. Bigla nag-post ka sa Facebook, di ba? Alone. Feeling lonely. May mga ganun pa, no? Feeling disappointed. Yun yung mga selfie moments mo. Tapos bigla sumagot yung friend mo, "Anong peg mo ngayon, friend?" Pumepeg din siya, di ba? But this is Jonah. Jonah was hurting and Jonah was thinking like, why is it I don't get this? A compassionate God, a loving God would forgive these people. I would rather sit here alone and see these people burning rather than see them being forgiven by a compassionate God. Na lahat sila nagre-repent, umiiyak. Ngayon, minamahal nila si Lord. At naiinis si Jonah. Sinasabi ni Jonah, eh Lord, ako nga, tumakbo lang ako eh. Pinakain mo na ako sa malaking isda. Eh itong mga taon to, pumapatay, nangre-rape. Pero naging, umingilan ng tawad sa'yo one time, 120,000 people, you forgave them already. Eh ako, ano ba naman yung ginawa ko? Tumakbo lang naman ako sa Tarshish. Gusto mo ako sa Nineveh? Tumakbo lang ako dito sa kanan. Gusto mo sa kaliwa? Pinakain mo na agad ako. But you know, Jonah didn't understand that God is loving. God is so compassionate. Verse 6, then the Lord God provided a vine and made it grow up over Jonah to give shade for his head to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy. Can you say that with me? Happy. Hindi yan yung happy toothpaste o yung happy na mani, ah. Jonah was very happy about the vine. Now, if you would notice this from chapter 1 of Jonah to chapter 4, this is only the first time na makikita natin that Jonah was happy. In fact, Jonah was very happy, not just happy, but very happy about the vine. And then, it says here that, but at dawn, the next day, God provided a worm which chewed the vine so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. And then he wanted to die and said, it would be better for me to die than to live. Think about this. Before, he was very happy, but now he's so angry he wanted to die. And I'm thinking about Jonah, mukhang bipolar si Jonah. Diba? Minsan nasa mood, minsan hindi. Galit minsan ang bait. Pero every time we could see na laging galit si Jonah. Why? Because of selfishness. Because it's all about me. He never thought about, Lord, it's all about you. Never about me. It's all about your love towards your people. Even though how bad, how sinful they are, you still love them. And Jonah didn't get it. But the main point of this message that I want to share to you, to all of us, is I want all of us to go back to verse 2. It says there in verse 2, again, on the second part of this, I knew that you are a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love. That is who God is. I want to focus our attention to this God who is so compassionate, to this God who is so abounding in love and rich in mercy and grace. And you know, when you talk about compassion, you just have to remember two things, two words. Mercy and grace. Mercy is all about not getting what we do deserve. And what do we deserve? We deserve death because of our sins, because we are sinful. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Sinful ba yan? Pinatawad na ni Lord yan. Mukha lang hindi, pero pinatawad na ni Lord yan. We deserve hell. We deserve poverty. We deserve curse. We deserve punishment. We deserve judgment. But God is so compassionate because God is so loving and abounding in love. He gave us His mercy. We get what we did not get what we do deserve. Himbis na dapat mamatay tayo sa kasalanan natin, hindi natin nakuha yon dahil sa awa ng Panginoon. Are you getting this? Dahil sa awa at pagmamahal ng Panginoon. That is compassionate God. And not just that, mercy. Another word for us to remember about this word compassion, that this overarching word of the very nature of God is grace. Grace is getting what we don't deserve. Again, let me just say this. That we are all sinners. But again, because of the grace of God, sa biyaya ng Panginoon, We get what we don't deserve. Ano yung nakuha natin na hindi naman natin deserve? Unang-una, forgiveness. We are sinners. Tayo ang nagdidesisyon ng mga kasalanan natin. We cannot blame others. It's you and me. Hindi, pinainom ako eh. Hindi, nagdesisyon ka pa rin na uminom ka. Hindi, sabi nila, tignan ko raw yung porno eh. Sila yun eh. Hindi, nagdesisyon ka pa rin na ikaw yun. So you don't blame others because we are sinful. But because of God's grace, He gave us what we don't deserve. That is forgiveness. Pinatawad tayo ng Panginoon, mga kapatid. Kahit na gaano kalaki ang kasalanan natin, He gave us comfort. He gave us protection. He gave us health. He gave us provision that we don't deserve. Why? Because we deserve hell. Because of our sins. And you might be asking compassion. Paano mangyayari ang compassion na yan? Now, listen to this. The God of heaven and earth that we serve, that we know, came here on earth, put on skin and bone, flesh and bone, and became man like us. And He experienced discomfort. And He experienced pain that He don't deserve. But because of His love towards us, because of His love towards that Ninevites, He allowed Himself be hanged on that cross. He allowed Himself, Jesus Christ, patayin, saksakin with an arrow, duraan ng mga tao, batukan, tadyakan, sipain. He allowed Himself, He endured that pain because of mercy and grace, because of compassion. Guys, listen to this. Jesus lived a life that we couldn't live. And Jesus died the death that we should have died. Si Lord na gumawa noon para sa atin. Hindi mo na kailangan magpakahirap, hindi mo na kailangan sabihin sa sarili mo, ang galing-galing ko, Lord, kaya ako nagawa to. No! It's all about God. It's all about Jesus. And His grace alone. It's all about because of His compassion, loving heart. That's why we are all here. We can lift up our hands, worship Him, glorify Him, simply because there is a man who died for your sin and for my sin, who is so willing to forgive us, even though how much we offended Him. And that is Jesus Christ. And as we close, it is so interesting to see that the last verse of this book, in verse 11, it says here that, but Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left. This is an idiomatic expression. That they cannot tell the right from the left. It's like they're saying they don't know what's right and wrong. What is sin and what is not. They don't know. They don't have any idea. And many cattle as well. Then the last words of this book. Very interesting. With a question. And without an answer. Just a question. Should I not be concerned about that great city? You know what I realized? There's no answer to that question. In fact, that last word, the following word that you're gonna read is the book of Micah already. Not anymore Jonah. It's just a question. A hanging question. Should I not be concerned about that great city? What I realized is that it's only you and me who could answer this question. It's us who could answer this question. Should I not be concerned about your parents? Should I not be concerned about that person that you hate so much? Should I not be concerned about that person na sinasabi mo, homosexual yan? Bakit ko lalapitan yan? Kung ikaw nga minahal ni Lord, yun pa taong yun? God loves us, all of us. Yung sinasabi natin, atheist yan. Lord, hindi nga naniniwala sa iyo yan eh. Lord, kapag nga binibigyan, sinasabi, kinakausap ko yan about the Bible, Lord, galit na galit yan eh. Sasabihin niya, I don't believe in God. Should I not be concerned about that person? It's only you and I who could answer that question. You know, one last story. This is not really on the Bible. It's just a story of the past. It so happened, just connected to the Bible. But it's not real. But somehow it makes sense. You know, Abraham, one time, while tending the sheep, he saw an old man. A very old man who's weak, who looks like famished. He's famished. Gutom na gutom, walang makain. So what he did, he invited that old man to his house, inside his house, and gave him food. And to his amazement, this old man, bigla na lang kumain. Without even praying, without even saying a word, Lord, thank you. Then Abraham was puzzled. He asked the old man, don't you pray before you eat? Then sabi ganun nung old man, you know what? I just worship fire. I don't believe in God. I don't believe that God exists. And here is Abraham who worship God, who honors him, burning with anger. How could you? I let you, I offered you something to eat. I let you in to my house. But you don't worship God? Ganun pala. O sige. Abraham threw this guy outside of his house. Then all of a sudden, God talked to him, Abraham. Abraham, you know, for 80 years, I've been so patient with this guy for 80 long years. Even though he doesn't know me, even though he doesn't believe me. But how come, just for one night, you cannot endure him? How come, just for one night? Kung ako nga, minumura niya ako, hindi niya ako tinatawag, pero mahal ko siya, I have this patience for him. Hindi ko siya tinalikuran. Why? How could you? How is it? Why is it that just one day, one night, you can't endure him? You know, I believe that God is calling us to reach out to our friends, families, relatives. And it seems like we feel like, Lord, ang tagal ko nang pinagpe-prayan. Hindi naman sila nagbabago. Lord, ang tagal ko nang ginojo na yan. Sineshare ng word mo. Hindi pa rin nagbabago. Lord, ang dami ko nang ginawa. Sinabi ko na, ititreat ko sa McDo. Nagpatreat lang, pero hindi sumipot ng youth service. Lord, lahat na ng offer, ginawa ko. Lord, hindi na talaga magbabago yan. Ganyan na talaga yan. But you know what? God is a compassionate God. The way God loves you is the same way that God loves your friends. Even though you hate them, even though you don't like them, God likes them. God loves them. That is the gospel. God loves everyone. It's not just about us. It's about other people. Would you stand on your feet as we pray, as we close this word? Lord, once again, we humble ourselves, Lord, before you. God, if you see any selfishness in our hearts, if you see any prejudices, Lord God, in our hearts, Lord, that we have preferences, Lord God, we're asking for your forgiveness. Lord, may you change our heart today, Lord God, to see people, Lord God, the way you look at them. Like a sheep without a shepherd who are lost. Lord, I pray, God, that you will create in our hearts, Lord, that compassion heart, just like you, Lord. Lord, that we will begin to love people. Yes, Lord, we might not like them. But Lord, that's not the issue. The issue is to love them like what you did, Lord, to me and to them, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would use every one of us, Lord, to reach out, not just to stay here alone, worshiping you, glorifying you. Lord, that's great. But Lord, I pray, God, that every one of us, Lord, you will use each one of us, Lord, to share the message of the love of Christ, that indeed you died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins.